During this time of year, Christian leaders from around the world send Vatican Radio their season's greetings. Today, from Pax Christi, we have a special greeting reflecting on the Pope's World Day of Peace message.
In front of me, I have a photograph of a little child running playfully through the billowing folds of a huge rainbow-colored peace banner. Taken at a peace gathering in Assisi during the last year, this is the image that we in Pax Christi have chosen to illustrate Pope Benedict's World Peace Day message, the human person, the heart of peace. This child, playing in safety and freedom, reminds me that all children, indeed all people, and especially the weakest among us, have a right to life and protection. Over this Christmas season, we've seen many images of other children, especially the Christ child. Small, beautiful, vulnerable, and lovable. We're drawn to protect such life. It makes sense to want to protect such life. But sometimes the real life of those around us is not so neat, so beautiful, or lovable. Those whose lives are damaged by poverty, by domestic violence or armed conflict, prejudice, hatred and fear, are seldom beautiful in the eyes of the world, if indeed they're seen at all. They often become an affront to the culture of celebrity, success and achievement that so dominates our world. So they may be silenced, hidden and ignored. In his World Peace Day message, Pope Benedict reminds us that it's when we begin to see and respect the human person, the woman, the man, the child before us, however they may appear to us, then we truly begin to build peace in our world. One of the great insights which our faith and its teachings offer us is the ability we have to make connections between the personal and the social, the private and the political. So when we challenge the practice of abortion, we also challenge the use of the death penalty. When we speak out against the use of torture, we also speak out against the possession and threatened use of weapons of mass destruction. When we reject so-called mercy killings, we also reject the structural poverty that degrades thousands of the world's people. We strive to be consistent in the way we place the human person at the heart of all the choices and decisions that we make in life. From the cradle to the grave, from the womb to the tomb, it's the human person who's held and protected by acts of love, acts of justice, and acts of peacemaking. And with these images in mind, we begin our new year, seeking ways of sheltering one another and upholding one another with dignity and in justice. From the worldwide family of Pax Christi, the International Catholic Movement of Peace, this is Pat Gaffney wishing you all a happy and joy-filled New Year.